Blog Talk Radio.
Wake up, everybody, no more sleeping in bed. No more back to thinking, time for thinking ahead. The world has changed so very much from what it used to be. There's so much hatred, war and poverty. Oh, wake up. A new way. Maybe then they'll listen to what you have to say. They're the ones who's coming up, and the world is in their hands. When you teach the children, teach them the very best you can. The world won't get no better if we just let it be. Na 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 na. We gotta change it, girl. Just you and me.
Yes, we do. Good evening. You are listening to Waking Up with Linda McChain, and it is Mindful Monday. We're gonna go short and sweet today because we have some things to do. We're moving out there, we're packing it up. Only a few hours left before that change is coming, and it's you and I that's going to do that. You know, I hope everyone had a wonderful, marvelous day today, and it's going to even be better tomorrow. No matter what you get out there and you're confronted with, do not let anything stop you. Do not let anything intimidate you. Don't let anybody stop you from exercising your civic duties here. You know, we gain benefits and happiness, and there can be cases when we wonder why merit doesn't reveal itself in spite of our earnest and high degree of faith and all of our efforts. At such times, rather than suspecting that you may entertain doubt about your faith and your actions, it is better to ask yourself whether you are guilty of a type of slander. Because a person who is contemptuous, hating, jealous, or holds grudges will never realize happiness or benefit. So saying all that to say, take a look at yourself. Don't hold anything. Don't hate anyone. It's voting time out there. Excuse me. It is not about who or what's doing what. You want to get that person that's going to do the job. And when anybody comes up to you and confronts you with anything, you know, you let them know how you feel. Let me let you listen to this for a minute.
Yeah.
No one can tell me what to do. Cause what I'm doing, I'm doing for you.
Don't get me wrong, I'm really not stupid. Eagle trips is not my thing. All these strange relationships really get me down. I see nothing wrong.
Right, it's your prerogative. You get out there and do what you have to do. And if your mind is wiggling on you out there and you need some help, call Mommy. That's at 1-800-950-6264. 24 hours, and it's for mental wellness. Because we're going through so much out here, you don't know where a person is. Sometimes you don't even know what your name is. Give them a call, 1-800-950-6264. You know, I flash back when I look back on history and I hear about these stories. Do you know it is very important for everybody to get out there and vote? I remember a time when black people had to be able to talk about how many jelly beans was in a jar. And if they could figure it out, they could vote. Now, how you going to find out how many jelly beans is in a jar? It was just so much going on out there. We've come away. We have an opportunity. Our aunties, aunties, grandfathers, great, 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 greats out there went through a lot. So get out to those polls. Be safe. Put that mask on. Put your gloves on. Go in, make your selections, and leave. Do not stand around jaw-jacking and talking, okay? You don't want to spread that corona. Go do what you have to do. And for those of you who aren't quite decided yet, you know, you can go to votersedge.org. We still got some time. Polls don't open up to 7 o'clock in the morning. And look, and on that, in that brochure, and that information, that gives you what the candidates stand on, you know, what they're for, what they're against. You don't have to get confused with all these television ads that you're seeing here. You know, one come on and say no, one come on and say yeah. You don't want to throw your hands up and say just forget it. Dig a little deeper. And then you have Equality California that talks about all the areas and things that are on the ballot, like for schools and communities, opportunity for all constitutional amendment, voting rights for people on parole amendment, primary voting for 17-year-olds amendment, prison and spending scam, and money bail referendum. They're talking the U.S. representative, the state senate, the state assembly, the local officers, all of the schools, for all the trustees. This is just not about Biden the presidential. This is about everything, because all of those seats must be filled, and they must be filled with people who are going to do the job for us, okay? So select very, very, very carefully. I'm going to play a song for my little boys. I love them to death. They want you to remember. It's a little catchy song, but listen to it real close.
Look at that. Just want to know.
You remember yesterday?
No
more.
Tomorrow. That's my guys filling them. We remember yesterday. And when I asked the singer about that, what was he feeling? And he was saying at this time, what we're going through, he was remembering all of the hardship and all of the struggles and all the death that came from our ancestors and what they did to make it possible for us to go do and what we have to do tomorrow if we have not already done it. My young adults out there, they are moving. They are hanging doors, getting ready to man the poles, putting on the tennis shoes. The troops are out there keeping their eyes open. Go, go, go. Do not have any fear. Do not be defeated. Be determined to get the job done. And when we're going through times like this and I talk to them, I just tell them, I'm going to share with you what my mommy shared with me. You got to keep your head up no matter what, because that way if your head is down to the ground, you can't see what's coming at you. So keep your head up. I'm going to play a little Chaka Khan. You know, we old school over here, but these old school songs have some great messages to them.
When your heart is free, it's easy to make a decision. When your head is clear, you know you have good judgment. But when your life is turning topsy-turvy, remember
I never thought the sun would shine my way. All I've known is empty promises and pain. I need a way out, some type of escape. So I take refuge in this place. Even though the road to glory seems long, the fire in me could win a marathon. Even if nothing you can't overcome. If you dream, then you can do anything.
Yeah, Yes, we have to keep reminding those young adults out there and old adults, too. Don't ever, ever stop dreaming. Don't ever let anyone crush your dreams. You might have to redirect every now and then because you get thrown off a course. You know, life is up and down. It's like a roller coaster. You have to be able to ride those waves and keep on pushing out there. Now, tomorrow night, we will not have a Tell It Tuesday because we're going to be telling it at the polls. So we'll be working with the organizations and working with our teams, wrapping it up and celebrating the great wins out there. I'm not quite understanding how you want to count the day of the vote when you got several states out there that cannot start counting until after the third. It's just not making any sense to me, but a lot of stuff's not making any sense to me, so I'm not going to try to figure it out. We're going to all get through this. I want to tell you a story. If you know anything about the lotus flower blooms and feeds at the same time. The seed is the cause. The blooming is the effect. And cause and effect is very strict. But one thing about that flower, it cannot grow in clear water. It has to be in a muddy pond. And I will say, and I know you'll agree with me, right now we're walking through the muddy pond, okay? But that determination of that pad that that flower sits on, it is determination, it's strength, it's never giving up, it's fearlessness. That has that flower blooming in many, many, many colors, and it just blooms right on through that muddy pond. So guess what? We're going to put on our knee boots out here, and we're going to keep walking in the mud. And as my mentor, I have a great mentor, always says, resolve to be the sun, then no matter what problems you may face, the dawn will always break free. Weather will always return, the fine weather, and spring will never fail to come. And that's one of my favorite mentors, Daisaku Ikeda, and he spent his entire life traveling all over the world to make sure that happiness is brought to each and every one human being out there, humanistic about everything that's done, and how to stand up and fight like redwood trees. So I always like to say, resolve to be that sun. So I'm going to say to us that we must blossom like that lotus flower and just move on through this muddy pond and just show all of our beautiful colors. You know, like I said, the day was mine for Monday. Short and sweet. Aunt G will be with us on Friday. And Gloria will be here telling us how to keep our bodies together and stay healthy so that we can come wealthy in body, mind, and spirit. And I'd like to tell all of you out there, go and vote. Select carefully. We love you. I'm going to take you out with this. And let's chant for the win. I love you. Have a great evening. You're listening to Waking Up with Linda McShann.
As around the sun, the earth knows she's revolving, and the rosebuds know the bloom in early May. Just as hate knows love's the cure, you can rest your mind assured that I'll be loving. Around, I know we've got a long, long way to go,
and where we'll end up, I don't know. But we won't let nothing hold us back. We're putting ourselves together, we're polishing up our act. And if you've ever been held down before, I know you refuse to be held down anymore.
Don't you let nothing, nothing.